Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Hey, welcome to Politics by Faith. Mike Slater. We got a special edition here. I just want to say a quick thing about Ron DeSantis' announcement for president. He just got done with his Twitter, whatever they call it, spaces or whatever. And I've already seen so much hate that it's making me really frustrated, and I want to turn the whole thing off. All of it, like the whole political race. And it's such a shame because maybe it was for self-preservation. Don't get too involved in campaigns until I can't ignore it anymore. You're right. Until the very last, like, okay, I guess I got to get focused here. But this one, I was really excited, and it'd be great fun. Trump and DeSantis and all that. And I don't want to do it anymore. I'm just being honest. I need to get my head right. I need to get my heart right. And that's why I want to talk right here. I don't know if you feel the same thing where you're already like, ugh, this for a year. I'm already very annoyed at people. People are the problem. That's what I'm getting at here. People are a real problem. A couple of reminders for me. We can make idols out of a person. And it's funny, even conservatives can fall into this trap very easily, just like progressives do, into this thinking that all of our problems can be solved, not by government. Like progressives think that government will solve all of our problems, but conservatives still think that all of our problems can be solved by the right politician, this certain guy. This guy's going to go to DC. He's going to drain the swamp. He's going to be our savior. He's going to save the day. And of course, it's one thing to think that someone can be a very good politician and an effective leader, and if in a position of authority can create positive change, like that's great and healthy and wonderful. But for many, myself included, my excitement and hope can cross into idolatry. And then it gets really ugly fast. That's when I start getting wildly irrational and guarded. And I don't want to hear anyone else's opinion about anything. We'll get to that in a little bit with Ben Franklin, but the Bible is very clear. You shall have no other gods before me. And I think even conservatives can fall into the trap of putting someone up on way too high of a pedestal. 1 John 5:21, little children, keep yourselves free from idols. Here's one reason why it's dangerous. When someone thinks that their candidate is the best and we start to place that person on a pedestal, we make that person and our support of them part of our identity. And the problem with that is when someone criticizes that candidate, fairly or not, doesn't matter, we take it as a personal insult. It's a personal attack on me. So you're not just criticizing Ron DeSantis or Trump. You're attacking me and my family. And then everyone starts acting irrationally and it spirals out of control. So we need to make sure that our preferred candidate is just that. Just a preferred candidate, not an idol, not a part of our identity. I fall for this all the time.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
So that's the first point. Let's be careful of idolatry and making this person a part of our identity. Let's keep a healthy distance. Second point, Nebuchadnezzar. I think I mentioned this the other day, but it's just on top of mind because I was just reading it with the kids. So Nebuchadnezzar is the king of Babylon. At the end of 12 months, he was walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon. And the king answered and said, "Is not this great Babylon, which I have built by my mighty power as a royal residence and for the glory of my majesty?" And then God turned him into a beast for 7 years. 7 years living like a beast out in the wild. And then in the end, he said, "I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven and my reason returned to me. And I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever." We got to watch out on our pride and we got to remember who's in charge. God is sovereign. God is in charge. So Slater, don't stress either way. A very challenging scripture, honestly. People throw this out very casually. We should do a week on this, but Romans 8:28. "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." All things work together for good. Rest in that. God chooses who's in charge, is my point. God chooses the president in the end. We play our part. Don't sit back and do nothing, of course. But know God's sovereignty is true all the time in every way. Final point, if I may, similar to that. I shared this before. I'm sharing it again and get used to it because I love it. I share it a lot. Constitutional Convention. These guys were struggling. I'm not going to read it all, but Ben Franklin stands up and gives a speech. And he says, "Listen, we're all disagreeing. We're at a standstill. We got to take a 3-day break. 3-day break, clear our heads. Let's come back. We'll come back fresh. We'll come back more dispassionate." Dispassionate's a great word. It means not being influenced by strong emotion. That's the problem with all political races, too much emotion. So let's come back dispassionate. We can use our rational, impartial brains and senses. And when you're gone for those 3 days, don't mix with the people you agree with just so you can get together and strengthen your arguments, but go and talk to people on the other side. "Oh, and one more thing," Ben Franklin said, "we should pray. We need to pray before every meeting." So he says, "We need to get," and I'll quote now, "a chaplain to this convention, whose duty it shall be uniformly to assemble us and introduce the business of each day by an address to the creator of the universe and the governor of all nations." That was my previous point. The governor of all nations, beseeching him to preside in our council, enlighten our minds with a portion of heavenly wisdom, influence our hearts with a love of truth and justice, and crown our labors with complete and abundant success. Oh, Ben Franklin's so good. Let's address the creator of the universe, governor of all nations. And I love this part. He says, "Listen, guys, we prayed in the revolution like our lives depended on it, and God answered our prayers. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid?" No, it is impossible. An empire cannot rise without his aid. So those are my three suggestions in light of Ron DeSantis jumping in the race. And really, this is now the beginning of the whole thing. Let's be careful of idolatry. Let's be careful of pride. Let's know that God is completely in control and sovereign over all things. And let's pray. Pray to God. This is all in his control. And in the midst of frustration and anxiety and defensiveness and anger even already the day one of Ron DeSantis' run. I feel all these things. I take great peace in God's sovereignty over it all.